CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. At least 35 people have been killed and 18 others injured in an expressway crash in North China's port city of Tianjin. The accident occurred yesterday when a coach rolled over after colliding with a car at the Tianjin section of an expressway linking the city's Binhainu area with the city of Baoding in neighboring Hebei province. An official with the city's traffic management bureau says the coach was speeding and many passengers were thrown out of the vehicle when it hit the car and rolled over, causing heavy casualties. China's retail and catering sectors post a year-on-year growth of 17.5% in sales during the National Day holiday known as the Golden Week for businesses. The Ministry of Commerce says the revenues of the sectors total nearly 700 billion yuan, or 109 billion U.S. dollars, as companies nationwide cashed in on the holiday and staged various promotions to boost their sales. It says commodity prices during the holiday have remained basically stable thanks to abundant supplies. China's State Council have issued a guideline on supporting central Henan province to be built into a central plains economic zone for balanced development. The guideline positioned the zone, covering entire Henan and radiating to the surrounding areas, as a key grain production and modern agriculture base, a national model of coordinated development in industrialization, urbanization, and agricultural modernization. It says the plan was made to secure a food supply and promote the balanced development of different regions. China's Long March 3-2 rocket carrier has sent a French-made telecom satellite into orbit from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center, marking the first time for China to provide launch service for a European satellite operator. It was also the 148th launch for the Long March rocket family. Chinese scientists are developing new methods like spraying or dropping hepatitis vaccines into people's noses to replace traditional injections, according to a leading expert on immunology. Such researchers were sponsored by a key national science project, according to Wen Yumei, an academician of the Chinese Academy of Engineering, also the chairwoman of the 14th International Symposium on Viral Hepatitis and Liver Disease, which is scheduled to be held in Shanghai next July. Experts believe that broad coverage inoculations is an effective way in facilitating the country's goal in controlling hepatitis B. This is CRI News. The U.S. Senate has apologized for the country's discriminating laws targeting Chinese immigrants at the turn of the 20th century, and the Chinese-American community said it brings a sense of closure and justice to their community. The Senate passed the resolution with unanimous consent. It acknowledged the contributions made by the Chinese immigrants to the U.S. economic growth in the late 19th century and the start of the 20th century, and recounted injustices, including the Chinese exclusion laws, done to the Chinese community. China says it will provide $5 million U.S. dollars in cash to the flood-hit people in Pakistan. China has already donated $4.7 million U.S. dollars for flood victims, according to a statement from Pakistan's foreign ministry. The statement says the Chinese side has also supplied 7,000 tents recently. Forces loyal to Liberia's transitional government have launched a major assault on the city of Sirte, one of the last Gaddafi strongholds. Hundreds of vehicles have advanced on the city from all sides and are currently close to the city center. Thousands of civilians have already left Sirte, but many more are thought to have remained behind. Sustained tank and mortar fire has been targeting the city, which lies 360 kilometers from the capital of Tripoli. The assault is thought to be the final push for Gaddafi's hometown, which is seen as the final step in officially overthrowing his regime. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says his government and NATO have failed to provide Afghans with security 10 years after the Taliban were overthrown. Karzai accuses Pakistan of supporting the insurgency. He has also told the BBC that he will step down in 2014. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says if Syrian leadership cannot carry out necessary reforms, it will have to go. He also stresses the future of the country should be only decided by Syrian people. Medvedev warns Russia will veto any future UN Security Council sanctions to topple political regimes by Western countries. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.